where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Improved Via Rail service along the Toronto to Sarnia corridor is on the drawing board again. The federal government announced it will be exploring opportunities to enhance passenger rail services in southwestern Ontario to see how service can be improved west of Toronto. The study would examine ways to create faster, more frequent, and reliable rail service along the Toronto-London-Sarnia-Windsor corridor. However, the government did not provide a timeline for the study. The province's science table issued COVID-19 recommendations earlier this week for schools, urging that they be closed only in the most catastrophic situations. The experts also recommend loosening restrictions in areas such as masking, but only when the risk is low. Currently, vaccines have not been approved for youth 12 years old and under. Lambton Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudhit Runaday.
I don't think the fact that we have not approved or regulated the immunization for that age group should slow anything else down. I think, you know, that does not mean that schools have to look different just because that age group can't be immunized, because they also don't spread disease in the same way, especially kids under 10.
Locally, nearly 57% of eligible youth 12 to 17 years old have received one dose of vaccine. About 27% are fully vaccinated. Renovations at Sarnia Christian School are expected to start soon after being delayed by the pandemic. Expansion plans were announced back in 2019. Principal Len Smith says the delay has been disappointing.
Our JK teacher just retired. We were hoping that she would have had a year in the new classrooms. However, life does go on, and we're just in this weird, uncertain times.
He says they are hoping to break ground next week, with work to expand and upgrade two kindergarten classrooms and a common eating area. BC officials are in talks with the U.S. and Australia about potential support in fighting nearly 300 wildfires scorching the province. The premier says while Australia is under a lockdown, they have committed to providing equipment and management personnel. Ottawa has pledged to send 350 Canadian military personnel to join over 3,000 firefighters and support staff on the fire lines. Meanwhile, the federal environment minister says this should be a wake-up call for Canadians. Jonathan Wilkinson says the extreme weather the country is experiencing should drive home the importance of climate change. On top of wildfires raging out of control in BC, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, farmers in the prairies are also suffering from severe drought conditions. In sports, Southwestern Men's Baseball League action, the Sarnia Brigade beat Wyoming 20-7. In Major League Baseball, the Jays suffered a 7-4 loss to Boston. The Tigers had a 4-2 win over Texas. Mainly sunny today, a high of 27. Increasing clouds tonight, slight chance of showers, a low of 17. Mainly cloudy with a slight chance of showers tomorrow, a high of 28.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.